Prepare yourself for talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. We're live. It is March 11th, 2007. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, roughly, taking your phone calls. Any news item, any issue, any story, any comment. You disagree with me, you agree. We don't screen the calls. Just your first name, where you're calling from. You want to tell us what you're calling in about. That always gives us more to go off of when we go to your call. So I'll have some semblance of what you want to discuss. The only way we screen calls is that you volunteer the fact that you disagree with me on an issue. You go to the head of the line. Unlike the neocon and fake liberal talk show hosts that litter the talk radio landscape with their establishment worship, we do the opposite here, my friends. We actually want to hear what you have to say. We're not here afraid of defending our ideas. All right, there is some good news. Appeals court overturns the District of Columbia, D.C. gun ban. And this is out of the Associated Press. A federal appeals court overturned the District of Columbia's long-standing handgun ban Friday, rejecting the city's argument that the Second Amendment right to bear arms applied only to militias. In a 2-1 decision, the judges held that the activities protected by the Second Amendment are not limited to militia service, nor is an individual's right or the right contingent on enrollment in a militia. The ban on owning handguns went into effect in 1976. Now it'll go to a higher federal court. But, total gun ban in D.C. Now, the bad news is, in Illinois, where they first registered the guns, and they always come to confiscate them, every case in history, they're now banning almost every type of rifle and shotgun with the assault weapons ban of 2007 up in Illinois. And the headline here, Illinois one step closer to gun ban, out of CNS News. So the fight continues. George Bush tried to ensure the passage reauthorization of the federal assault weapons ban last year. And I've actually had wannabe conservatives who live in a wonderland, la-la land, come up to me on the street and tell me I'm a liar that Bush didn't lobby and didn't push for the assault weapons ban. Well, call up with your name and wager $10,000. You don't know what you're talking about. And I'm frankly sick of you living in your delusional world where you tell me I'm making stuff up just because it doesn't fit into your fairy tale. Okay? And no, I'm not going to sit here and talk about Hillary Clinton and what a monster she is. We already know that. And I'm not going to talk about Newt Gingrich while he was going after Bill Clinton, of course, was having an affair. We know Newt Gingrich is a piece of trash who says the First Amendment should be outlawed. We understand this. He's a Council on Foreign Relations member who openly calls for the New World Order. That means the end of this country. And they all are on the same team, the Republicans and Democrats, working together. And the American people still haven't figured that out yet, and that's why there's a good chance you're going to get to live through real tyranny. Unless you grow up now and start getting involved and informed now on the real issues, you're not going to like the way the world shapes up for you. Here's the problem. I've gotten in here today, and I frankly don't know where to start. I mean, I've got a stack of global warming hype and fraud 2 inches thick, of just the incredible lies being pushed by these people. On the face, it's a lie, but hey, you got a general public that believes Saddam carried out 9/11. You got a general public that can't find Iraq on a map. You got a general public that doesn't know who the vice president is. You got a general public that doesn't understand basic issues. And so, of course, they're going to believe the sky is falling and that global warming's man-made and that a global tax is going to save them. So good. Enjoy it. All right, I'm being a little bit negative here. We're going to walk through that today. There is some good news. Bill would block credit cards for illegals. bill would block credit cards for illegals. That's been introduced at the federal level. Why? Because not just Bank of America, but Wells Fargo and 800-plus other major lending institutions for several years, it's just that Bank of America is the latest, don't make illegals show any form of ID to get a bank account. And then with that, they get a tax ID number, and with that, they're able to get housing loans and car loans and welfare. Now, some banks ask that they show a consular matricula, but those things literally come in Cracker Jack boxes, so it doesn't matter. But don't worry, you, the mark, the establishment knows you're the mark. You're the American people that think you're free, so you'll put up with anything. Well, they got a nice federally controlled state-issued IDs, which are really national ID cards for you, and you're going to say yes, a boss, and do whatever they say to you because you want to be a slave. Really, you do. You don't want to have to make decisions. You don't want to have to be informed. You don't want to have to be involved in your life. So you're going to be a slave. If you don't control your life, somebody else is, okay? And later today I'll go through what it's going to entail, you being a slave. And who knows, perhaps you're going to enjoy it. But I really do need to stop being as sarcastic as I am here today. Let me just go through some of the other news we're going to be covering. Justice Department, FBI misused the Patriot Act. Misused it. That's like saying that somebody misused a cattle prod when you jam it up against the side of a cow trying to make it go into a squeeze chute when you're going to dehorn it to send it off to the slaughterhouse. It wasn't misused. It's like they said, oh, the NSA misused their spying system when every major telecommunications hub in the country in 1996 had huge snooping hubs put in. The phone company is the NSA. Everything you say and do on radio, everything you fax, everything you email, every phone call you make, everything goes through government data banks first. Everything! Then George Bush gets up on television last year and says, oh, I promise you, we don't spy on you without a warrant. That's the biggest bunch of bull I ever heard. But you like being lied to, don't you? Well, don't worry. You're going to get lied to a lot more. All right. I'm going to settle down. I'm getting mad here, folks. Justice Department, FBI misused the Patriot Act. They misused. Oh, and the Justice Department, that's like Adolf Hitler reporting to the German people that Hermann Göring had been misbehaving himself. That's like Satan tattling on Beelzebub. That's like Lucifer reporting on the devil. Oh, Alberto Gonzalez, the Mecha La Raza supremacist member, the person who's joined a group who's sworn to destroy America, the individual that writes memos saying small children can be tortured in front of their parents. He says the FBI has misused something. Justice Department, FBI misused Patriot Act. The FBI improperly, and in some cases illegally, used the Patriot Act to secretly obtain personal information about people in the United States, underreporting for 3 years how often it forced businesses to turn over customer data. Justice Department audit concluded Friday. The audit. Oh, the FBI agents sometimes demanded data without proper authorization. According to a 126-page audit by the Justice Department Inspector General Glenn A. Fine, and at other times the audit found the FBI improperly obtained telephone records in non-emergency circumstances. I mean, folks, this is what's weird about the news. You will read in trade publications and in government documents and even in the back of, by the back of, you know, deep in news wires, what's really going on. Then you'll read something that's for public consumption like this. It has no connection to reality. Let me explain something to you. Everything you do is watched. Everything is recorded over any type of transmission. We'll come back and give you the exact facts on this, okay? You want to know? Can you handle the truth? We'll be right back.
Yo, top of the crown, raise the queen, the fatal mistake in your cradle, can't shake the dream, the fight of the sonic, the phonograph, so
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. But the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well,
all you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I have educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
First off, before I get into what the NSA and the CIA and the FBI are really doing, let's just get one thing perfectly straight here. Most of what the National Security Agency does is spy on corporations. They spy on U.S. corporations. They spy on international offshore corporations. They spy on everyone. And economic data that can be used by the select few at the upper crust of the Fortune 500, when a new microprocessor is coming out, when someone's planning to go public with a stock split, when some bad news is going to come out. And then select global corporations that own and run our government and our country and own us. Let's not lie about it. Okay? Totally own us. Whose lobbyists manipulate and own our entire government, who have their own private armies, mercenaries, intelligence agencies, and their own individuals in every agency. They then use that data for insider trading. They use that data so they can economically defeat their rivals. They use that data to then steal new developments and then reverse engineer it and bring it to market before anybody else can. Number one, the NSA engages in economic warfare. And they engage in it against the U.S. to develop the New World Order, to develop globalism, which transfers national sovereignty into the hands of the global corporations, 46 of which now are in the top 100 biggest economies. That's right, 46. And in the next few years, they're reporting, Forbes and others will, that over 50% of the 100 biggest economies will be corporations. And now they come in with the IMF, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization. They lobby your politicians. They then advocate. They hand over their authority to these private institutions. It's real simple, okay? So number one, the NSA is spying, also just for basic economic data. I mean, people are out there with Nielsen and Arbitron and stuff like that for radio and TV. Oh, give me a break, folks. No. The power of the NSA, which is just predates and now is Google and the Internet, same keyword systems, is constantly being called for the real data of what society wants, of what society's thinking, of what people are into. Here's a real simple analogy somebody who works for the NSA gave me years ago. And most of this has been declassified. Let's just say that for some reason a grassroots trend develops that strawberry-patterned clothing is going to be the style. They've already picked up on it and can tell from past analysis that it's going to break out and be big. Select corporations inside the global system are then given that info, and they move forward to beat others getting that to market. Okay, now that's a very simple, boiled-down example. All right. Now, what's the number two thing that the National Security Agency, the NSA, and there's 15 other big spy agencies, most of them you don't even know the name of, you should learn the name of, Naval Reconnaissance, Defense Intelligence, on and on and on. What else are they doing? Well, number two, they're trying to keep their crimes secret. So the NSA and these special compartmentalized areas is busy spying on the FBI, the CIA, and other agencies and giving that political data to different factions inside the system and finding out if the Drug Enforcement Agency, the DEA, is going to try to stop a CIA ship with heroin coming in so your daughter can get addicted and be a whore. And, you know, because the government loves you so much. They ship it in like a bunch of idiots. You sit there and you go along with the war on drugs. Yeah, so the very drug cartels can stick you in the prisons they own so you can work for 20 cents an hour displacing everyone else's jobs. And the good old boys will drive down the street saying, make them criminals work, wondering why they've been laid off. I'm sorry, I'm digressing here. I'm in a really angry mood today, folks. So number one, the NSA is there to spy for economic data. Number two, it's there to spy on good compartments in the FBI, CIA, NSA, and other areas, and for different factions. Let's continue from that point on. Those are the first two. And then it's also so that when the government or criminal elements of it are going to stage a 9/11 or a 7/7 or an Operation Ajax or other operations like they've launched, the USS Liberty attack, Gulf of Tonkin, and other events, it's so that agents carrying out the attacks don't get caught by other agents that are compartmentalized. So it's also to make sure they can carry out their events. So actually the NSA is there to make sure the terrorist attacks happen when the black ops want it to. Okay, so there are some of the reasons. and then they've been announcing they're spying on you, but only on a limited level, to have a chilling effect to scare you now. See, 10 years ago, they denied even NSA existed. Now they're ready for you to know, so they're incrementally bringing it out to introduce you to the fact that, you know, you're being surveilled by all the cameras, and you're being surveilled by all the police, and, oh, yes, we're listening to you, and, oh, yes, you've got to have a national ID card, but not the precious illegal aliens. So this is how it works. You're being taught now. You're being slapped upside the head, bitch slapped, I believe they call it. Just right upside your head, just backhanded. Here, let me just, the government just, shut your mouth. We wear black uniforms. We wear black masks. Shut up. We'll send SWAT teams by to splatter your guts all over the wall. We're the government. We rule, you scum. We rule everything. You understand? It's called tyranny. Shut up, scum, and learn to be trash. Learn to be slaves. Learn to have one-child policies. Take your vaccine filled with mercury and live cancer viruses and just go play your golf and drink your whiskey and let your families fall apart and just shut up. Shut up. So we will. We'll shut up and serve the government. We'll shut up and America will die. We'll shut up and be a third world country with our borders wide open, overrun by a bunch of foreigners greedily waving their flags with hatred for this country. I've had enough of it. And I've had enough of you fakes out there with the plastic American flags made by Chinese slaves with your George Bush stickers on your cars telling me you're conservatives. You're a bunch of effeminate trash. You're a bunch of weak, un-American scum. I'm sick of all of you. These national talk show hosts get up there every week and they say I should be put in camps. They say I should be arrested. And you know why? Because they know they're not stupid. They know they work for a criminal system. And they know the American people are rising. They know the American people are taking action. And they know we're going to bring the New World Order down. Do you hear me? You hear me? We're going to defeat you. From the depths of my soul, I swear, eternal resistance to tyranny. Dying Corin Halliburton are in the Chicago Tribune running giant child kidnapping rings. My response to that, getting mad, is normal. Your response telling me that everything's okay is stupid. We'll come back and take your calls. Continue to get into the news. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers authors and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, I went pretty wild during the last segment, didn't I, ladies and gentlemen? We got calls from Australia, Atlanta, Virginia, Florida, Philly. All over the place. We'll be getting your calls here in a moment. I got a bunch of other news. No, I mean, I'm sick of it. I've got the White House memos written, given to the military, where it talks about torturing children with pliers. I've got congressional testimony on it where they go, yeah, the president's got the power to order the torture of children. They have parties on C-SPAN. The White House does thanking the show 24 for conditioning the public that torture's okay. I mean, we're being warped, being turned into demon creatures. And meanwhile, I don't listen to a lot of talk radio, but I'm sent audio clips all the time where I've tuned in and heard it. I've just turned on Sean Hannity and heard him attacking me. I'm just in my car, just randomly, you know, or other national host on some of the stations I'm on will come right out and say, I need to be put in a concentration camp along with my listeners. And they're serious, folks. Michael Savage, Bortz, all of them. And you know what? They ought to be afraid, folks. They should be afraid. Because this stuff is real, and what's happening is real. Comprehensive annual financial reports are real. The New World Order is real. You're like, what's a comprehensive annual financial report? It's the real set of books where they take almost all of the government tax money and put it off budget in funds and invest them in corporations, and then you never even hear about it. It isn't for the pension funds. It's for nobody. It goes directly to the corporations. When you find out 75% of the markets are owned by government, counties, cities, water districts, power districts, school districts, and when you learn they're openly saying, hey, they're just going to take it all, and when you learn that China is dumping $1 trillion in U.S. greenbacks right now and is going to buy up $1 trillion of U.S. assets, that makes the Arabs look like they're playing tiddlywinks, small time. I love this country, and it's being destroyed in front of me. The dollar's been devalued by half. Half the value of the money you got in the bank of the stock market. You think the stock market's high right now? They've doubled the money supply since 2000. Then they made the money supply secret in 2006 when Bernanke said he was going to double it again in the next 2 years. There's 1.5 cents of value in a dollar from what it was in 1913. They have totally ripped us off, and we're in a fiat system where everything is totally extended, where we are just absolutely wide open, where we're totally exposed to the globalists, and one day they're going to pull the plug on purpose, like they did in 1929, and it's going to be 100 times worse conservatively. We have higher debt ratios in this country than we did in the depths of the Great Depression in 1933. This stuff is real, folks. The evil, the things that are committed by these people, how they've set us up, how these private interests have totally bought up our government, paid off our politicians, the arrogance just makes my blood boil. All right, let's go to Sean in Australia. He goes to the head of the line because it says he disagrees about some things. You're on the air, then we'll go to everybody else.
Alex?
Yes?
G'day, mate.
Hello.
Listen, I agree with everything you say. The only reason I'm calling to challenge you, effectively, I'm not really challenging, I just wanted to get your opinion on oilempire.us.
Just totally mindless. Peak oil's a complete scam.
Yeah, the guy that's running this, he's trying to point out that that 9/11 was a job, an inside job, but he's trying to point out that, you know, like it's all about peak oil and their grab for power.
Now, that goes into global warming, and I'm going to detail that in the second hour. I just had to blow some steam off before then.
Yeah, the thing is, this is why I only called this show, because usually I listen to your other show on GCN, and I know you were talking about the evolution versus creation aspects, and you were saying you don't know where to go with it and stuff. So,
I was saying it's a false debate. Some preacher 150 years ago comes up with a story that the Earth's 6,000 years, and then we have a false debate with the scientists, which is a distraction.
Yeah, it's a straw man argument that they're
using. The whole thing's a straw man, exactly.
Yeah, the point is, though, is that this philosophical sophistry, right, it's just to cover their philosophical hegemony. They're trying to maintain an idea that, you know, things just sort of come about from, you know, top down and all this sort of stuff. They're trying to distract people from their sovereignty.
No, I agree with you, and all of these false debates are just political footballs everybody's been throwing around. I appreciate your call from the land down under. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's see who's been holding the longest here. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick in Philly. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for having me on the show.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Nick from Philly 9/11 Truth, actually. And I was calling today as a request that you might talk up the March 17th event that's going to be happening at the Pentagon. We're trying to have an organized contingent of 9/11 Truth there representing.
Going into what really hit the Pentagon?
Well, just to have a presence, because, I mean, the peace movement in general, in my opinion, is simply a steam valve.
There's going to be some big anti-war communist thing going on there.
Well,
and so you guys want to be there and try to get some real info out?
Exactly. There's going to be over 1 million Americans there, conservatively estimated, and we're going to give them some direction, really, because at this point they're just kind of inert mass, and I think that we can. We did it at the January 27th rally, and it was pretty effective. Webster Tarpley and others were out there.
Sounds good, man. Why don't you plug the website?
DC911truth.org.
Fantastic. Appreciate the call. All right, let's go ahead and go to the next caller. Mark in Atlanta, Georgia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yo, bro.
Hello.
Good. Look, one point. I sympathize with your rage. I feel betrayed. But we don't want to make it any easier for them to portray us as though we're falling.
Oh, I don't care. I don't care. Let me tell you something. Those bug-eyed yuppies driving along, when they finally figure out their dollars is basically toilet paper, and when they find this stuff out later, I want them to remember. I want to get their attention. I want them to know I'm upset.
Well, and you've got that's the thing that they completely, you know, it's like I was talking to the neocon about the
I'll just tell them what they are. A bucket of socialist pro-war garbage, government-loving, torture-loving trash who don't even know that they're not real conservatives. Let's call them what they are. Scum suckers.
Well,
you were talking to a scum sucker.
Yeah. the thing is that, you know, this guy, he just basically dismissed it. Don't care what some former employees. Oh, like, you're completely missing the question.
What did he dismiss?
What about the machines?
Yeah, your phone's cutting out, man. I wish I could have taken your call. I couldn't understand it. Let's go ahead and talk to Tony in Virginia. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I just dug that scientist threatened for climate denial. I think that's a pretty good story.
The Boston Globe said that denying man-made global warming should be arrestable as Holocaust denial. You see, first they start out with Holocaust denial, and you go, okay, let's arrest people for that. And then next, oh, you don't believe that the sky's falling. Arrest them. This is the new freedom. They teach our kids this in these dirtbag public schools we send them to, these indoctrination centers.
Yeah, that movie is really good. It's on Google Video right now.
If you go to prisonplanet.com, we have a link so you can find it to the Global Warming is a Scam film.
That's right. Yeah, it's definitely good. It's very informative.
I'm going to go over that in the next hour. But go ahead and tell your story now.
Well, there was an interview of Patrick Moore on there. He's the co-founder of Greenpeace, and he had a good quote in there. When I left Greenpeace, it was in the midst of them adopting a campaign to ban chlorine worldwide. Like I said, you guys, this is one of the elements in the periodic table. You know, I'm not sure if this is our jurisdiction to be banning a whole element. Just good stuff in there. The other thing was about the NSA. You know, you were just talking about the NSA. I just had an experience with that recently where I was posting some stuff to a mailing list. And, you know, I started talking about Bilderberg Group and all that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden, just magically, my email shut down. And I couldn't get into it for about 15 minutes. And then about 2 weeks later, the police showed up at my house at 11 o'clock at night.
It's freedom. Keep the borders open, but search you. Stay there. I want to hear the story on the other side. Good. Hope you go to a forced labor camp. In America, you don't ask questions. In America, you don't post opinions. In America, you go to camps. Yeah, that's freedom. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?"
You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places. We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B."
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? What sounds so easy and convenient?
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer, and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. 9547. Oh.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. About 15 years ago, I woke up to the New World Order. 12 years ago, I got on air. And I've sworn to defend this country and our Bill of Rights from the Republican and Democratic parties. They're nothing but two management teams bought and paid for by global corporations. And these corporations are not free market. They act as a worldwide crime syndicate waging war against the people. Let's go ahead and go back to Tony in Virginia. Folks, I'm not joking. National talk show hosts every week say they've almost have talking points. We should all be put in camps. Alex Jones needs to go in one of these camps. Yeah, there's camps. Let's put them in there. Newt Gingrich, let's ban free speech. I've had John McCain, you know, write forewords to books about how evil I am and how dangerous I am. I'm dangerous to you because you're part of the Keating Five, Mr. Anti-Corruption. I'm not part of any giant stock swindle. You better believe I'm dangerous to the New World Order because I'm energizing the American people. I'm getting them to take action. Tens of millions of them know who the enemies of this country are. I'm not licking your boots, I'm not under your mind control, and I'm not afraid of you! Ideas are bulletproof and you can't stop us. You're not going to stop us and you're going to be brought to justice. You just need to know that. And when we do get this country back, we're going to get all the federal documents and find out how many talk show hosts were paid off, who was given what money. By the way, that even broke 2 years ago. $1.8 billion in fake newscast. Reporters paid off. You only learn the tip of the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen. Thousands of prominent members of the media are on government payroll. Let me give you an example of one who was on government payroll, and we'll go to your calls. Tommy Franks, the head of CENTCOM, who trotted over to run things in Iraq, after 4 months, I guess he didn't like breathing all the depleted uranium they blasted the area with, so he came back. And then I'd see him on Fox News and CNN going, "Now just in that fake Texas accent, I just want to be clear here. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I just want to say that I think the war's going very well. We need more troops. We need to support the president. And it's real sad to have to say, but if there's another terror attack, we're going to have to set aside the Constitution for a military form of government. I don't like it, but it's what the people demand and probably what needs to happen." And he said it in Cigar Aficionado. He said it all over TV. And, of course, I remember seeing it on Fox, and I went, oh, my God, he's on the payroll. He goes, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. Now, martial law's what's coming. I'm real sorry about it. And guess what came out, ladies and gentlemen? Tommy Franks was getting $500,000-plus a year secretly after he got out of the military by the CIA as part of a fake media campaign. I mean, we're not all as dumb as the general public. You can put that old spook up there on TV and have him tell us the military's going to be taking over. I mean, look, I read my Gibbon. I read my Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire. I read my Shearer, Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. I read my Hobel, Order of the Death's Head. I read my Machiavelli, The Prince. Don't try it. I mean, how dumb do you think some of us are when you and others are out talking about camps every day and talking about abolishing the Bill of Rights in America? It's because a bunch of greedy corporations are doing to the U.S. what they did to hundreds of third world nations. They're overthrowing us. They're acing us. And they're using fancy PR propaganda to get the job done. But what they're not going to be able to stop is after they pull it off, if they do, you're all going to know that I was right. And you're all going to see it, and you're going to know, and things are going to get so bad for you in this country, you're going to be forced to stand up against those that are guilty, and to stand up against those that need to be punished, and you'll know who your enemy is, and you'll know that ideas are bulletproof and will never be stopped. Never, never, never. You may be able to rationalize to yourself out there that having CIA-paid fake people in the media and government-run teleprompters is freedom and torture camps, but it isn't! And don't you try to tell me it's because of 9/11, you dumb people out there that don't understand it! It was an inside job so they could take your freedoms! I'm in a bad mood today. I mean, really, because I get to the point in radio where I come into these smooth, nice shows with analysis, and I'm just like, no, that's not what they need. Why do I need to go over facts anymore? Why do I have to prove what I'm saying? It's all been proven. The truth is, it's all in industry publications. They announced in 96 that $9 billion to put every major telecommunications hub, backbone, was to have NSA move in with whole floors run by the NSA. Now, I've said that almost every week since I learned it in 96. You've heard me 50 times. I've written articles about it. And what came out? Last year, one of the top employees, one of the top engineers at AT&T in San Francisco said, yeah, there's a whole part of a floor run by the NSA. Everything goes through it. They listen to everything. And he had the documents. And he goes, yeah, what's behind the doors is secret, but then they had the people here putting it in, the construction workers, and all the documents were public. See, that's the point. They can say what the government's doing is all secret, but it's not. It's in the industry publications. It's in the blueprints. It's in the documents. It's in the filings. It's in what they do. And they announced in 96, $9 billion to wire the hubs. Now, they were already spot grabbing and doing things, but then they got the data. Then they got the amount of memory space they needed in 96, and everything's recorded. Everything. Every region has NSA listening systems. There's a bunch right outside Austin. And then they just sit there picking up all the radio transmissions. See? Whether it's transmitted or whether it's broadcast, it doesn't matter. And, folks, it has nothing to do with stopping Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's going to get you. You don't give up all your rights to the government. I mean, I'm so sick of you being so stupid. I'm so sick of you being conned. You need to be slapped upside the head. All right, let's go back to an evil Al-Qaeda, Tony, in Virginia. I'm glad they were watching you, Tony. So you was on the Internet posting something that was un-American, and they dropped by, didn't they, boy?
Yeah, it happened, but...
Good. You deserve it.
That was amazing. I mean, my whole email was just shut down. I couldn't get into any of my accounts, my website.
Because you're with Al-Qaeda, and everybody else out there better shut up and not get involved. Everybody else out there better lay down and take the slavery and hand your kids over to the government. You just heard what happened to Tony. This is land of the coward, home of the slaves. So start acting like it. Get afraid out there. Don't talk to nobody. Lay down. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Alex, you're killing me. It's great, though. I mean, that's really true. So about 2 weeks later, the doorbell rings at midnight. You know, I have a couple of roommates. I was like, well, okay.
That's freedom.
Yeah, that's freedom. And then I found out the next day that there was like 10 of them out there. 10 of them. You know, I guess they were all undercover cops. And so they said that they'd heard that they got that tip that there was drug dealing going on in the house. Well, I don't do drugs. And, you know,
you're with Alk. You shut up, boy.
So basically, they kind of made some threatening remarks and let them in. Okay, so I'm completely dead asleep. And then I hear a knock on my door. And, you know,
Freedom.
The guy comes in, turns the light on,
Freedom.
And goes, "Hi, how you doing? I'm Officer so-and-so. I'm completely dead asleep." And I'm in the military, by the way, so he looks at one of my medals, and I guess he was sort of bewildered. He looked bewildered. I think he was really expecting to find drugs in the house. He didn't find anything.
You didn't find any of the products his bosses had shipped in?
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
You didn't find their dirtbag government product?
That's all. So he just looked at me and he said, "Well, I appreciate what you do," which I can't stand it when people say that, but whatever. So, and then he leaves, and I go back to sleep. And, you know, I think about it the next day. I'm like, wow, this is really weird. This is like Soviet-style America. There's 10 of them sitting outside. And this guy's handshake, he was cold. He must have been sitting out there for, you know, probably an hour or something like that.
Listen, I got to jump, but I appreciate your calling. Anything else?
I think people should start manufacturing businesses in the United States. I think that this is one of the ways that we can get out of this predicament that we're in. That's all. I don't really know.
You mean start grassroots businesses?
Yes. Absolutely, Alex. Don't you think?
I agree. We need to be more independent. Listen, folks, I'm not kidding around with you. You need to understand this. I'm not saying the FBI is bad or local cops are bad. I'm saying the system's bad and the people running are bad. I mean, you can't imagine the amount of evidence I've got. And I have to live with this. I have to know how evil they are. It's unbelievable the things they've done. Our government in the 40s through the 60s took over 10,000 little children and radiated them to death. They tell their parents they were going to go get an X-ray. Now, that's one example of literally thousands I could give you right now. You know, I'm making a film about eugenics right now. Don't know what eugenics is, but you know what a quarterback is, though, don't you? Because it's manly. Well, okay, but it's manly to also know how the world works. And it's manly to be informed. You better find out what eugenics is. And I'm studying eugenics right now, how the government... Oh, my God. When I learned biometrics was a eugenics term. We'll be right back with the second hour. Just stay with me. Stay with me. Global warming coming up. Your calls.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention.